we're being finally now led to the installation of David as king. And soon we'll have that promise, solemn promise of God to David. I will make you a house, the house of David, and I will place on your throne someone, and he will reign forever. That's Jesus. He's a son of David. And so that's the this first reading. It's amazing, isn't it, when you think God acting in our history, caring about us, leading us, forgiving us, gave these people a king who was an able man and could defend them. That part of the world, there's very little love. Huh? You're either bound by blood or covenant, or you're enemy. That's where they are to this day. If I go to eat in family A, I will never be invited to family B because they're so anyway, here and then the king and his men set out for Jerusalem against the Jebusites, and he was told, you cannot enter, you'll never make it here. So he took the city and made it his city, Jerusalem, the city of David. The really vicious thing is in the gospel. These men were so jealous of Jesus that they accused him of being possessed by the devil. Now, even if you don't like him, you have to see, you know, he's healing people, forgiving people, being kind to people, feeding them, helping them. How would you ever come up with this? And so, first, he tries to argue with them. How can Satan drive out Satan? The whole thing will collapse. And then he gives a little parable. But no one could enter a strong man's house to plunder his property unless he first ties up the strong man. That's what I'm doing, Jesus is saying. I'm binding Satan and casting him out so that he can't confuse your minds. He can't stir up your emotions against one another. And you can understand what I'm telling you and who I am. You see, I say to you, all sins and blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness. He's guilty of an everlasting sin. And what was that everlasting sin? He has an unclean spirit. Now, it's hard for us, in a way, to realize how hard you can get. Even if you had no faith, and saw Jesus operating the way he was, caring for the poor, healing the sick, giving people courage and enthusiasm, even the tax collectors and the prostitutes. And to see, that's great hardness of heart. And he warns them. And he calls it a blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, working through Jesus, is doing all this and testifying to Jesus. And they won't listen to that. Now, by the mercy of God, we probably would never get that far. But we can look at our own lives and say, do I really listen to the Holy Spirit? Do I really follow what he's telling me to do? Or do I pick and choose? It's nothing like this. You know, we don't say Jesus as the devil. But are we sensitive? Do we listen and obey? If we do, will be saints.